www.thebeatmaker.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Again, welcome to all of our new listeners at radio station KUIK in Portland, Oregon. Going to start out with politics. You know, I'm so angry at what's going on right now in that arena that I just can't seem to stop talking about it. Sure, like to know what you guys think. Watched the Democratic National Convention this week. I watched, or read, I should say, everything that was in the Wall Street Journal, and I have to tell you, Big Al is very, very disappointed, okay? Disgusted, I think, is a better word. Why am I disgusted? Okay, number one, the Democratic Party has just endorsed, okay, gay marriage, number one. Number two, they have endorsed abortion on demand, okay? Number three, one of the most popular speeches at the Democratic Convention was given by a man who is an adulterer, and a perjury, and committed perjury, okay? How can a party like that expect to retain power or get power in the United States? I have to tell you, I don't get it, and I'm very, very concerned. Got Dan Pacini with me right now on the liberal side, and I have Roger Wiegand with me on the conservative side. Dan, you're a bleeding liberal. You live in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi is... You wish she were your best friend. How do you feel about all of this?
God, I have to totally fold on that argument. I can't do the liberal side. I wouldn't know where you begin on that. You know, that party has absolutely nothing for me. There is not a single thing I can get behind on their side. They dismiss those arguments, those silly little social arguments about abortion and being true to your spouse and being honest. I mean, those are things that, why should we concern ourselves? And why should we expect that of politicians? It must be nice to have no standards, to be held to nothing. And that's the way they hold their legislation as well. The women's movement, I imagine the pioneers, the early pioneers of the women's movement, they must be shaken in their graves thinking that today the big argument is fighting for a zero copay on your birth control. It's shocking. And to hear women go up there and talk about how trust us with the decision. You should be trusting us with the decision about abortion. Well, you have no standards about it. They profess no standards. They will have abortion as late as, a minute or two before and partial birth abortion. So if there's no standard, what are we trusting you to do? You do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's a breakdown. Gay marriage, same thing. If the institution of families is whatever you say it is, it's any assortment of anybody or however you want to do it, then, what is it? They keep saying that, why does my gay marriage affect your family? Barney Frank said that. Why is it a threat to you? Well, if the definition is anything you want it to be, then it's not even a word anymore. Marriage means nothing. So, and look at kids nowadays. To a large extent, marriage does mean nothing to a lot of them. They don't see the need to marry. They don't see the need to marry when they have children. They don't see the difference between gay marriage and a straight marriage. And these are important issues when society slides into an area where they just don't have a definition about anything. What do you have? You have this formless mass that can't get out of its own way.
I have to tell you, my problem here is. I think the Democrats are going to retain power. I'm not necessarily happy to see that. I'm not happy to see it. But I think they're going to retain power. And I have to tell you, I keep asking myself the question, where am I wrong? Where am I wrong in my feelings? I mean, don't moral values mean anything anymore? It's absolutely incredible to me. Bet you it's absolutely incredible to you too, Trader Raj, huh?
Yeah, I agree with everything that Dan said. I think he explained that very carefully. But there's another part of this that really bothers me a lot. There's a lot of people in politics that, in both parties, that do what they call fact-checking. Some politician will make a mistake, and a fact-checker will go back and look and do some research and find out who's speaking the truth and who isn't. And some of the outrageous lies, both parties do it, but I mean the Democrats have seemed to excel in that department. And some of the stuff has been so crazy and so slanderous that I think the voters are just getting turned off on the whole bunch. I've had a lot of my friends tell me that, you know, they're going to vote the way they think they should vote, but they really have the feeling that their vote isn't going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Right.
So you better get out there and vote, and you better vote the way your heart says you should vote. But in watching these people in their ads and in the conventions and in the behavior, I mean, the lying is just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it ever. Although, looking back in political history, I don't know that much about history and politics, but back in the late 1800s, say after the Civil War, in a period of time up to and including World War One, the conventions were crazy. There was a lot of wild stuff. There was a lot of graft and corruption. And many would say that those days were even worse than they are today. But I'll tell you what, Al, I have a hard time believing that. I don't see how this can get any worse than it is.
I have to tell you, I personally don't either see how it can get any worse than it is. It is amazing to me. You know, you talk about the politicians that are just out and out lying. Why are people continuing to buy this stuff? I mean, it just and it's coming from both sides, both from the conservatives and the liberals. And I have to tell you, it's making me sad. Right? I mean, how about you? Dan, what do you think?
You know, I listen to the speeches, and I get a flat zero from them. So for me, it's really tough. And you hear the pundits, and they say, well, it's a great speech. And same with the debates. You'll always hear, well, this guy won the debate, and this guy won the debate. And they all look at these surface issues, how they delivered certain points. For me, it's concepts and ideas. The guy who has the right ideas, he always wins the debate for me. I don't care what his delivery is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for some people, that's just that way. Clinton the other night, he's talking about how Ryan has brass, that was his crude term, for talking about what Obama's going to take out of Medicare, the $716 billion, and when he says that Ryan does the same thing. Well, this guy has brass as well. This is a president, I'm talking about Bill Clinton, who overturned Glass-Steagall. And he's talking about, hey, the threat that Republicans are because they're going to deregulate. Well, that little bit of deregulation caused a little bit of damage. I mean, it took our banks into a variety of different businesses and you may feel differently about it. But
no, I don't. No, I agree 100%.
He's a large deregulator, and I have mixed opinions about that subject, but this is a guy who, you know, he works on convenient memory or limited memory. People forget things very, very easily. And this president, he took on a lot of conservative ideas, and he was forced to because he lost the House early in his administration.
Mm-hmm.
And they forced him to the center or even to the right. And had they not done that, if they hadn't done this, this guy would have had a very different story. And he also hit a hot tech market, which blew up on George Bush shortly thereafter, and he took a peace dividend, which caused George Bush to have to fight wars with a limited military. So, you know, he is the beneficiary of a lot of situational things, and now he comes off like he's some great guru, an oracle, and he was not that.
I'm very, very happy to see the piece that Clint Eastwood did at the Republican convention. I didn't think the delivery was particularly well done. But I am a real Clint Eastwood fan, and in the local Carmel newspaper where he was served as mayor for two terms, if I'm not mistaken, he said that his convention appearance, in his opinion, was mission accomplished. Eastwood told the Pinecone this week, which happens to be the name of that paper, he said, quote, President Obama is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people, and then, quote, Romney and Ryan would do a much better job running the country, and that's what everybody needs to know. I may have irritated a lot of others. I may have irritated a lot of the lefties, but I was aiming for people in the middle, and I can certainly see that. Mr. Pesenny and Trader Raj, thank you so much, gentlemen. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. We'll be right back.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of the second hour, 2-2 of the Corlin Economics Report. Hey, again, I want to apologize a little bit before doing so much on politics this week, but, you know, it really, really seemed to be appropriate because I'm really convinced that there's a real correlation, a very strong correlation between politics and investing. Speaking of that, we're introducing a new company here. It's called New Legacy Gold Corporation. Interestingly enough, I've known the chairman of this company, very successful in the mining business, by the way, for about 20 years. His name is Albert Matter. Very, very interesting guy. Jim Anderson is on the line with me right now. Jim is the president of the company, and we wanted to bring Jim on this week to give you an overview of New Legacy. A couple of things I want to say in the interest of full disclosure. I will be purchasing stock in this company within a minimum of 3 days, maybe a max of a week, week and a half or so, but I want to give you that heads up right now. Secondly, they are a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want any information on this company, just click on their banner. Jim, how's your Friday going, my friend?
Friday is great, very, very busy, and looking forward to a weekend, frankly.
Unfortunately for both of us, and fortunately, really looking forward to a weekend coming up. We should have some good weather. The objective of the company is to discover a Carlin-type gold deposit, obviously, in the state of Nevada. Tell us what you're doing right now.
Yeah, that's correct. The entire focus of the company is in Nevada, and the entire focus of the company is on Carlin type systems in Nevada. Our chief operating officer, that's the other part of the brain trust of the company that you didn't mention, Roger Steiniger.
Mm-hmm.
Roger's been a stalwart member of the Nevada geological crew for about 25 years or so.
Right.
Roger's famous, if I can use that word, for discovering the pipeline deposit about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to find them, and we're going to use his expertise to do just that.
Oh, sure. What have you done so far?
We've really established two different land positions in Nevada. One's right in the heart of the Cortez Trend, and that's where we've got what I think is a significant new discovery. And one is in the emerging Pequop area in northeast Nevada. This is the area where Newmont bought Frontier Gold for, about $1.8 billion a couple of years ago. We've got a big land position there as well. But in the Cortez, we've got it's four different option agreements with three different companies. The biggest and most important for us right now is our option on some ground that Barrick has. We drilled a hole in June, or reported in June, 27.5 meters of 1.4 grams of gold. And this is right in the heart of the Cortez District, where the pipeline deposit has 20 million ounces of gold, Cortez Hills has 15 million ounces of gold, and Barrick's new Gold Rush discovery has somewhere between 7 and 12 million ounces of gold. I know that's kind of a big spread. The latest numbers on it are 7 million ounces. In Barrick's latest quarterly statement, they talk about putting out a new ore reserve figure in January that's going to be substantially bigger than that. And I know that there are mining analysts in Toronto that are calling it between 10 and 12 million ounces of gold. So it is elephant country, and we think we got the tail of the next elephant.
You know, when you look at your chairman's record, Albert Matter, I don't find that hard to believe. Interesting story on a personal note. Albert formed a company, New Legacy, if I'm not mistaken, as a private company a number of years ago, and now it's obviously at the public stage, and you're involved with it, as is your CEO. Albert's experience in the industry is very, very interesting in the sense that he was a founding partner of a company called National Gold Corporation, which mm-hmm. was very, very successful. My company actually did all the regulatory work for National Gold probably, somewhere between 5 and 10 years ago. They registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, et cetera, and they had some really good luck there. Tell us a little bit, Jim, if you would. I mean, you talked about Albert. You talked about the other fellow. Let's hear a little bit about yourself.
Sure, okay. And just, I mean, back to Albert just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Albert and I have been, we've known each other for 18 years, I guess.
Wow.
We were in the brokerage business together, and we've done lots of business together over the years. So, Albert and I work together really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
With regarding New Legacy, I've always been a big shareholder in this thing. And when Albert and Roger Steiniger started it as a private company a few years ago, I was involved in a small way, but it's this drill hole that we've been talking about. That's what's made me come on. Albert and I I got together in June after this drill hole was announced, and I said, look, you know, I want a bigger position in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert said, great, why don't you join the team? You be CEO. I'll be chairman. That's Albert's chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And away we go. And with back to National Gold, which was extraordinarily successful,
mm-hmm.
What Albert did was to construct a deal with Placer Dome and Kennecott
right.
at the time to purchase the Mulatos deposit in Mexico. Albert structured this deal very, very well. And me, still being in the brokerage industry, I financed the first couple rounds of National Gold. When that deal became a little bit too large for me to finance, we merged National Gold with a company called Alamos, which was one of Chester Miller's companies.
Mm-hmm.
It had some money in the treasury. So we merged it with Alamos, and that's the Alamos that you see today that trades at $18 or $19 a share. So it was very, very successful.
Interestingly enough, we also did the regulatory work initially on Alamos, and I agree that was very, very successful. You know, you're being a little modest, though, when you talk about yourself. You spent 20 years as an investment banker and then the manager of several boutique-sized Canadian investment firms. You know, you're not a lightweight. You're not new to the industry. You were certainly born in mining company, a country, and I'm assuming you grew up there also, Timmins, Ontario. You don't get much more mining than that.
No, that's right. You know, I was born in Timmins, and I guess you can say that the mining and mine finance is in my blood a little bit.
Sure.
My father was a very successful mining broker for 25 years. My grandfather was a mine foreman in Kirkland Lake, in the old Lakeshore gold mine,
mm-hmm.
there for many years. So, it's in my blood. Prior to getting into this side of the business, I was in the brokerage business for about 20 years. I worked for Magendie Securities. I worked for Research Capital. And I've been a part of financing and investing in this type of exploration, mineral exploration company all my life.
Yeah.
So, that's what I do.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a real pleasure to be involved with you guys, and I think that, after you folks out there hearing a little bit about this story, I think you can see why I am on record as saying at some point between the next 3 and 10 business days I'll be buying stock in this company. I think it is the logical thing to do. Now, keep in mind one thing that's critical. This is not investment advice. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor, not even close. I'm just simply telling you about what I'm doing. And fortunately, a lot of you folks out there on our blog are talking about what you're doing. And I think that our little family conversing with each other about our actions, I think that we are definitely the stronger for that. Pleasure to have you as a member of our team, Jim. And we're looking forward to working for you in the future, my friend.
Al, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you becoming a shareholder of our company.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to apologize for getting into the political issue, the political arena, as much as we are on this particular program, but I think it's really, really critical, and I think it's very related to investing, specifically to investing in hard assets. You know, and you ladies and gentlemen have known that I felt that way since the turn of the century, so it's been a long, long time, but I think the election that's coming up here in November is really going to be critical in the sense that I think that the direction of the United States is really going to be forged here. And boy, all I can say is I really hope it goes in the right way. Okay, we'll get chatting about a couple of companies right now. A company specifically, Lupaca Gold. I've got Scott Warren on the line with me right now. Scott is actually introduced me to Lupaca Gold some time ago. He is a very, very interesting man, and I have to say that the people he works with are some of the best in the business. Now, they are centering all of their actions at this moment in time in Peru, and it's interesting. I was playing golf here with some fellows here a couple months ago, both of whom just by coincidence turned out to be big shareholders in Lupaca. Why are they big shareholders? Well, number one, the indicated mineral resource of almost 1.2 million ounces of gold, grading 1.03 grams per ton, and then an additional inferred resource of 647,000 ounces of gold, grading 0.7 grams per ton, is certainly a big reason right there. By the way, I've got Corey Fleck on with me right now. They came out with a press release today, and Corey and Scott are going to talk a little bit about this. It's a big one. Corey, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, well, kind of like Al let it off here. Scott, just wondering if you could maybe expand on what came out in the press release. I saw a couple of good holes, but I think you would do a better job than me explaining it.
Well, thanks, Corey, and thanks, Al, for having me on today. No, very exciting news coming out of Lupaca today. We put out our press release and effectively talked about our first five holes that we have assays on. Probably the headline hole is 18 meters at 7.29 grams per ton gold and 124 meters at 1.39 grams per ton gold. So really significant holes for us. Two of the holes specifically to the north, 18 meters, as I mentioned, and there's also a 8 meters in there at 10.13 grams per ton. So what this tells us is that the deposit is still moving to the north, and we're following it here. So it's well open to the north, and then the other hole, the DDH-19, which is a 124-meter hole at 1.39 grams per ton, is further to the south, and it filled in some gaps in our mineralized envelope down there. So it's still open to the north and to the depth. So we're really excited to get to this 2 million ounce mark for the A1 resource here in short order.
Well, that's got to be huge. I mean, there aren't that many junior companies that that progress as rapidly as you guys have. You know, and that's one of the reasons that I'm involved in this company. By the way, I want to interject. Don't take any of this, ladies and gentlemen, as investment advice, because I'm not a registered investment advisor. And I am a shareholder of Lupaca Gold. I purchased the shares out of the open market some time ago. And Lupaca is also a sponsor on our website. That means if you want to get any information on the company, simply click on their banner. Plans for the rest of the year, Scott?
Well, we are going to continue to drill in the A1 zone. We keep finding gold to the north of the A1 deposit, so we're going to keep chasing it. So our next hole will be further north, so those will be first step out holes. And you know, again, what's really interesting about this is we haven't seen it before, this higher grade vein system towards the north there. So that's really interesting. It's probably too early to make some inferences, but we're pretty excited about what we're seeing, and we will continue to follow that to the north. So we actually have two drill rigs on the A1 zone as it is right now, and they are drilling away as we speak. The other exciting thing that we mentioned in the press release is the exploration drilling that is happening on our other area called the Chaska Zone, also known as the A3, A4, A5 complex. It's about 2 kilometers away from the A1 zone, and you know, it's in an area of significant geochemical and geophysical anomalies, and that drilling has started already this week, and so we're really excited. That's sort of the new area for us to find the next A1 zone.
You know, it's really amazing to me how friendly and supportive the authorities, specifically the various government officials in Peru, are towards the mining industry, particularly towards companies that are what I would call offshore miners, as you guys are. The reason they are that way, I think people have to realize, is because you guys, through your actions and through the money that you spend on there, are so damn supportive of the population, huh?
Well, we are, and it's the right thing to do, and we're happy to engage the community like that. You know, one example, actually, Al, that we just finished up here just a few weeks ago is we did a fairly large regional campaign for children for dental checkups, because they don't get to go as often as children in North America do. And so in coordination with the Peruvian government, we took care of 2,000 children within sort of a 100-150-kilometer radius, and with mobile dental units and that type of thing, and just made sure that their teeth were looking okay. So, you know, that's just one example of the many things we do to work with the community. We want to leave and have the community better off than when than when we first got there, and
sure,
that's kind of our overall thoughts on working with the people.
You know, Corey, you're kind of a, I don't want to say a new guy, because that gives a wrong impression, because you kind of grew up in the mining industry, but you've been involved in our industry since you got your chartered accountant designation and you graduated from university, a couple of years ago. Isn't it interesting how the mining industry really, really benefits the environment, both the population and the physical environment of the countries or the areas, I guess I should say, that they work in, huh?
Yeah, I'm always surprised at that. Well, actually not surprised, but very pleased about that, that a lot of these companies, a lot based here in Vancouver, are going into other countries around the world and even more impoverished areas and really helping out the local environment. It's nice to hear, especially from Scott here, that they're going out and really taking a proactive role. Not only do these guys give locals jobs and create an economy around just a big area of land and a huge population, they also are taking a forefront in helping their citizens or helping essentially their adopted citizens where they're based out of.
Yeah. You know, it's got a funny story. A number of years ago, I guess it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, the New York Times ran a series that was on the front page of their business section about how the mining industry is simply raping and pillaging, you know, the planet. And I took a little offense to that, and I called the Times up, and we invited the reporter to come on the show, and they weren't willing to do that. And that's fine. So we took it upon ourselves at the time to do a series ourselves of the good things that are happening in the mining industry. And the first person with whom I spoke was a lady by the name of Joanne Fries, who was involved at the time with a company called Candente Resources, which was a fairly large, actually very large copper play in Peru prior to that. She was involved with Catherine McLeod Seltzer, who is a woman I have nothing but respect for, in a huge discovery in Peru. And Joey said something that was kind of interesting. She said, "This guy's got to be an idiot." And she said, "Here's why I'm saying this. If we don't improve the infrastructure, if we don't improve the school system down there, if we don't do the medical and dental work that you described earlier," she said, "you know what? That's going to do nothing but hurt us. You'd have to be a fool not to really, really make a attempt anyway to make a really major difference in the areas." That's, I think, a very, very important thing, and you guys are really doing it, and I think that that's something that listeners need to be aware of, that, you know, not only are companies like Lupaca providing oftentimes great profits for their shareholders, but they're every single time, regardless of whether they're profits or not, every single time they are very definitely beneficial for the areas that they work in. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, "don't judge a book by its cover." A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testify identified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Peter Grandich with me right now. Peter is a regular on this program. He is one of my most valuable, I have to say, guests, and he's one of my most valuable friends. Pete's a really, really good guy. Bit of a remote again. I'm on the West Coast. Peter's on the East Coast. Pete, I want to talk a little bit about politics right now, and I want to make an opening statement here, and then I would like you to comment. My opening statement is this. I was watching the convention on Wednesday night with some friends, okay? And Bill Clinton was being absolutely idolized, and he continues to be absolutely idolized. Now, I'm not going to comment on that, okay? Although I will say that I'd rather see Bill. Well, I do have to comment on it. I'd rather see Clinton in office than Obama. Anyway, having said that, I had a very, very interesting thought as I was watching the convention. Okay, number one, the Democratic Party has absolutely, totally embraced gay marriage. Okay, now, I've got nothing against, and I hate to say, you know, I'm not rationalizing here, but it strikes me that you're changing the definition of a word, marriage, okay, marriage, union between a man and a woman, point number one. Point number two, the Democrats basically are endorsing the concept of abortion on demand. I'm sorry, I simply can't believe in that. And then the man who gave the most popular speech at the Democratic National Convention is an adulterer. What's this all about, Pete? Where's our country going?
As I said to you before we began, my feeling is there's a couple undeniable facts. The first is, and this is not opinion, this is fact, the United States was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I'm not here to discuss whether that's good or bad, but it's undeniable. And for about the first 200 years, that was the backbone. In the last couple of decades, the United States has moved away from that, and it's moved towards what we've seen in Europe for at least four decades, and that's socialism and secularism. I believe the end result of that we're seeing in Europe now, and that's why I believe what's happening in Europe is the opening act here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
What troubled me most, and as I told you, I watched almost none of it because I couldn't stomach it, I had very difficulty when the platform was called for and the wording of God to be in or called for and the wording of God to be in or out, that the nays about yelled so much that they had to ask three times and then override them and still supposedly put it back in their platform. I became somewhat irate when I heard a well-known Jewish U.S. senator kind of say that the Democrats had moved away from supporting Israel, but he wouldn't go so far as to say that he didn't like that. I believe one of the things that made this country great, the Democrats or Republicans, is we stood by our allies and always stood by them. And I believe this administration has avoided and, in a sense, worked against one of its allies called Israel. And the social issues that you speak about, abortion, they're hotly contested, gay marriage, etc. But I think that goes back to the fabric of what once was America and no longer is. There's no question about it. And of course, obviously, I don't like it, but there's no question, it's not deniable, that people are willing to accept moving away from the principles that founded this United States. That's, you can get upset about it, you can flag wave all you want, but that's what's happening, and the results of that is what you're seeing play out, and you basically saw it play out far more at the Democratic Convention than you did the Republican Convention.
You know, Robert Knight wrote a book called Radical Rulers that I read when we took a bit of a vacation last week, about 3 days. But I read the book, and it's very, very interesting to look at the people that our president has surrounded himself with. It really, really is interesting, and the conclusion that I came to really wasn't. And when I talk about the conclusion that I came to, Pete, I'm talking about the philosophy of the party, okay, the Democratic Party. The conclusion that I came to was really rather a calming one for me, and that was, I really believe in democracy, and I really believe in the right of free speech, and I really, truly believe in the will of the majority, okay? And I came to the conclusion that if the majority of the United States of America's population decides that this is philosophically how they want the country to go, so be it. Now, what's that going to do to me? Well, at my age, not a heck of a lot. Okay, what's it going to do to my kids? I'm firmly convinced it's going to hurt them. I'm firmly convinced it's going to hurt them dramatically. However, my kids are very bright. They're very resilient. They're very, very successful. They'll make it work. As much as the middle class thinks that the quote-unquote upper class and big business is taking advantage of them, boy, if they think they're being taken advantage of now, you ain't seen nothing yet compared to if this particular philosophy becomes reality in the United States, middle class ain't seen nothing yet compared to how badly beaten up they're going to get. Any comments on that?
There's two things that are abundantly clear. One, the entitlement issue, not only Social Security and all, but how people become totally dependent on government in one way or form to be there. What's misunderstood by people is that the government doesn't create anything. In order to provide those services, it has to take from certain citizens in order to provide that. The second thing I think that's going to become more profound, and that is a feeling of the battle between the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And the have-nots are told that the haves have too much.
Right.
Well, that's you saw in these discussions when it was talked about how the government made you. It's not business. If you're a business owner, you should thank the government for doing it and all. I think there's a growing detest among the business community, particularly the small business community, which really is the backbone of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the deciding factor here. And with the economy turning down yet again, as with the employment numbers and what have you, is I think as much as the Obama administration and Democrats are trying to avoid making this an economic election, I think they're going to have no choice as we get closer to November, and I think that hopefully will be the saving grace to see Obama be a one-term president.
I don't know, Pete. The middle class is pretty large. When you look at the number of people on entitlements, I'm not so sure he's not going to get reelected, and that makes me sad. Now, I also want to say, I'm not really sure there's a heck of a difference between either party right now. And I know that's opening up a bit of a can of worms, but I'm really not. On the surface, yeah, on the surface, the Republicans talk a good line. But, boy, I'll tell you, Mitt Romney has flip-flopped his philosophical position more than once, my friend.
Well, I think there's a lesser of two evils, and I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a reason to make a vote or not, but I'll tell you this much. The question was posed to me, if either of the people running for president could no longer be president, which of the two current vice president people would you want to become president? My God, how petrified I am to even think Joe Biden could spend 5 minutes as president. So I don't know if we elect a president simply because of who he has in the bullpen, but I am extremely concerned that if Obama does get reelected, for all practical purposes, I hope he makes it through his 4 years, because Joe Biden is the most scariest thing I've ever seen that could possibly have a finger on a button as the president of the United States.
Why do you say that, Pete?
Because he's so out of control and out of touch and really has no real rhyme. He'd be better off as a cheerleader. He doesn't come from any strength. He doesn't understand facts and issues. You can see, in my opinion, and I've watched his speeches closely, that other than being fed what he says, he doesn't have any internal knowledge about what he's speaking about. And that's extremely scary for me. I believe the Republican vice president candidate, you can disagree with his views, but I believe he lives and breathes what he thinks. And I don't think Biden even has an idea what he said yesterday. I know we don't make an election just for that, but boy, that is a big concern of mine.
Well, I have to tell you, Paul Ryan, who you're talking about, I think is a very, very bright man. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think that there is probably a better than average chance that if it was Ryan versus Obama, then I think the Republicans would stand a pretty good chance. You know, the last thing I want to touch on is the president is the consummate speaker. He is, you know, he's the perfect person on the surface to be in the position that he's in. And, you know, you really got to wonder sometimes if some of these conspiracists aren't correct. Final word to you, Pete.
Well, I think he made a horrible speech, by the way. I think it was so flat and so uninspiring, and really, I think without teleprompters and stuff being fed to him, the media on one-on-one with hard questions, I just don't see him as successful in that. I don't believe the opposing candidate is much better in that.
Right.
I think Ryan would be a much better person for him to have a debate with, but of course, we're not going to see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, finance, economics, and politics. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. These are really fun to put together. Like to know what you think? That's easy for you to do. Just come on our blog. Click in the comment section on our homepage, www.kereport.com. Peter, thank you so much. You're a true addition to our show, and we appreciate your participation.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque
fat-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.